my name's Claire Brown. I'm the curator of natural science. So I look after the Leeds tiger that we're talking about today.
My name is Rathi and I'm the assistant community curator at Temple Newsham House. And Claire and I used to work together.
Yeah, we've had lots of chats about this. So we thought we'd actually record them this time. Because we're interviewing you as somebody who can talk about an Indian perspective.
I mean, I was born in India. I've had a very upper middle class life where I grew up and how I grew up and the kind of education that I've had. And I'm conscious of the fact that 80% of people in India wouldn't have the same experience and exposures.
So I genuinely am interested in your point of view.
Okay, just and mine. If it's just mine,
and it's just your point of view and you don't have to speak for anyone else.
Okay. We can just chat, like we used to have chats sitting down there. So
Rathi, is this a real word in Hindi? Constantly.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So our enormous Bengal tiger was minding its own business near Mussoorie. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mussoorie,
in Uttarakhand.
No, Uttarakhand.
Uttarakhand.
Yeah.
And sorry.
That's all right. That's
my terrible pronunciation. And a chap called Charles Reed, who was a British Army officer in 1862, shot him. He was skinned and sent to the International Exhibition in South Kensington. He went on display and finally was bought by Leeds Museums, taken up to Leeds and put on display. And, you know, the rest is history. Do you think it should be known as the Leeds Tiger? Should we call it the Mussoorie tiger or the Dehradun?
No, I think it should be called the Leeds tiger, even though the tiger had roamed somewhere for 8 or 9 years, but it's been the Leeds tiger for 150 years. It's what it is known now. So personally, I don't have a problem in calling it the Leeds tiger.
What should be written on the object label next to the tiger and what should we be saying about it and why?
The first thing to probably do, I would take it out of the Life on Earth gallery.
Right.
Because
it's a social history animal. It's not natural science. We're not talking about the biology of a tiger.
Exactly. Even if you do want to have the tiger still in City Museum, probably not in the gallery there. I've always thought that our Leeds tiger should be in the art gallery just below Retribution.
So Retribution is this absolutely huge painting in the art gallery in Leeds. It was painted by Edward Armitage and shows Britannia slaying a tiger, which represents India.
That artwork, it's about taming India in the same way that the tiger being shot and brought here is about Leeds saying they had colonial power. If I were to write the object label, I would give it a bit more context in the sense that the tiger is a trophy at the end of the day. Why was the tiger first shot, obviously? How did tiger hunting become such a big colonial symbolism? And then, of course, go on to explain what was the stake for Leeds. It isn't a surprise to see a tiger in a Western museum. Again, like I said, it's not just a tiger, an exotic creature from an exotic land. It has all these connotations to it. So it's more along the lines of when is a tiger not just a tiger?
So you've talked a little about what we might do with it on display, but I'm wondering, in fact, whether we should have it on display at all. Is it just another way of imposing control on an Indian thing?
Honestly, I don't know. Because I'm thinking if that's the case, then half the things in any museum will not be on display. God, more than half of them will not be on display anyway. So where does that leave museums then? But would you rather keep it out or keep it in the store somewhere where it's hidden away and you're not speaking about it? I don't think it's fair to the people of Leeds. I don't think it's fair to anybody actually at this point because we're all in some way, shape or form. We've inherited this.
As an Indian woman, what do you feel about the way it was shot, skinned and transported to Leeds by a white British man?
The first thing I think is, oh, another one. The next thing I think is, don't people consider it very odd that this tiger is here? Aren't they curious to know how it came here, why it came here? And it was considered as a right to just go and shoot one. But the colonials wouldn't have known where to go, how to go to these places. And they would have had the native people, the indigenous people, to know their patterns. The watering holes, for example, where would have these animals have come to? Yeah, I'm just trying to find the exact word I'm thinking. It's not frustration. It's more of the fact that it's unfair for people here not to know. And I think as museums, and especially here at Leeds City Museum, I think they're best placed to actually have this kind of a conversation. So what I really feel as an Indian woman, seeing all this, of course, the context is important. But at the end of the day, I feel that it's very unfair not to give the full picture. It's unfair what had gone on and what is still being perpetuated by using the same narrative. But people can't make an informed decision if that kind of an interpretation is not out there.
Should we give it back to India?
Have they asked you for it?
No, but it's not traditional to ask.
If they've asked for it, then maybe there would be a case to return it. Of the people living in India, how many of them would even know about this tiger that's in a part of Leeds? If they've asked for it back, yes, let's all have sit-down conversation of you want it back, how do you want it back, why do you want it back, who's going to handle it? Those kind of questions can then be discussed, but maybe we have to wait and see if there is an interest in getting it back. I don't know if it would be right to say they would probably appreciate a bit of a donation to the conservation program rather than a dead tiger from 150 years ago being returned.
That's another story, but I love the fact that our gallery is meant to, well, hopefully helps inspire people to do things for things that are alive today. They're ambassadors for the species. You know, the idea is that you then take that enjoyment and interest and fascination with the natural world and then go out and perhaps, you know, do something good for it and help out and be inspired.